Okay, I would like to welcome everybody to this public meeting of the Oregon Board of Forestry. This will be a joint session between the Board of Forestry and the Environmental Quality Commission. I'm Tom Imason, Chair of the Board of Forestry. I want to thank the commissioners, Department of Environmental Quality Director Richard Whitman, and DEQ staff for their collaboration in making this event happen. As part of our board's process, I will walk through some good housekeeping tips to inform online participants and the public who are joining us in our virtual meeting room before we kick off the joint session. Today, we are streaming this meeting live on YouTube. To ensure our viewers online can follow along with today's session, remember to identify yourself for the record, and I will announce each item as we move through the agenda. Everyone participating or presenting, please silence cell phones and limit background noises. Remember to use the mute feature when you are not speaking. If your video is enabled, feel free to disable if you need to step away or when you're not presenting, and you can use the chat function on Zoom to connect with our ODF support team in Salem during the meeting. Breaks can be taken intermittently throughout the day, and I will work with the Salem support team on communicating these to our meeting participants as needed. For those joining us online, I'll remind everyone of our general order of operations. After an item is introduced, I will invite the presenters to begin. For Chair George and your fellow commissioners, our board members use the raise hand function during the presentation if they have any clarifying questions to ask. If this sounds like a reasonable approach, we can use this practice, or if you have another method, we're open to that as well. But I wanted to check with you and see how you wanted to proceed with respect to those questions.
Thank you, and good morning, Chair Imason. It's wonderful to see you and the Board of Forestry. I think especially considering how many people we have on this call, I think using the raise hand function is a very good idea, and it will be much easier to make sure that we are seeing those who have a question or comment.
Great. Thank you. So with that decided on, Chair George and I are here to help facilitate these questions, and we will do our best to call on board members and commissioners as you raise your hands. Presenters, thank you for being here, and we will do our best to ask questions one at a time. After a presentation, we will open up the floor for a minute here, commissioner discussion and additional questions. For the afternoon portion of the day, for EQC commissioners, you are welcome to join us. But by no means do you have to stay. We'll be having a regular Board of Forestry meeting at the conclusion of this meeting. I do ask all board members to return after lunch for roll call and continue the day with board items 4 through 8. As we have done before, for forestry board members, unmute yourselves and we will use a roundtable approach for roll call and any voting. Additionally, members of the public, we ask that if you would like to submit written testimony for today's information items, please send in your comments by March 24th, as this will help in the preparation of our board's meeting minutes and ensure your comments are entered into the record. So any questions about these logistics from anybody? If none, then I'll perform a roll call for the Board of Forestry to confirm that a quorum can be met for today's items. And after we-
Chair Imason?
Yes.
With your forgiveness, I'll just check in. You and I didn't have the opportunity in advance to discuss how we will handle the joint chairing of our meeting here today. Would it suit you for each of us to kind of lead the discussion on each of our agenda items today, or do you have a preference how we handle that today?
I think that would be just fine and appropriate. Thank you.
Very good. Why don't you continue with smoke management, and then after we're done, we can shift from there. Does that work for you?
Okay. Yeah. First, I think we have some opening comments, including from you, but yes, that
Absolutely.
Would be just fine.
Perfect.
So I'll perform a roll call for our board to confirm quorum, and then I assume you would like to do the same, and then we'll get into opening statements if that works out.
That works well.
Okay, so we have a small number of board members as of this date. Joe Justice.
Here.
Jim Kelly.
Here.
Brendan McComb.
Here.
And Tom Imeson, I'm here, so we have a quorum. I will turn to you for establishing yours.
Thank you, Chair. Vice Chair Barroso.
I'm present.
Commissioner Kyle.
Here.
Commissioner Mosby.
Here.
And I, Kathleen Fion, am here. We are all present. Thank you.
Great. So we have a quorum all the way around. And I think next we'll proceed with our agenda item one, and which State Forester Doherty will
begin. Thank you, Tom. Good morning, Chair Imeson and Chair George and members of the Board of Forestry and the Environmental Quality Commission. A unique statutory relationship links our agencies and board and commission. We share multiple responsibilities related to water and air quality. Back in 2013, the board, commission, and agency leadership expressed a desire to strengthen their relationship. At the March 2013 meetings, the board and commission established reciprocal liaison positions with the primary goal of better developing understanding between the two agencies and boards and commissions and developing potential areas of collaboration and cooperation. The liaison responsibilities include attending Board of Forestry EQC meetings when potential topics of overlapping interest and authorities are on meeting agendas, meeting on a periodic basis with the DEQ director and state forester to review potential areas of collaboration and cooperation, providing written and oral updates to the commissioners and board members on topics that have potential impacts on the two agencies and their commission and board, provide materials or oral communication to the DEQ director and state forester prior to their commission board meetings for review, and seeking opportunities for the commission and the board to develop compatible goals and policy. Since the establishment of the liaison relationship, the board and commissions have held joint sessions to discuss water and air quality topics, starting with the board's riparian rule and more recently with the update of the smoke management rules and the Siskiyou Streamside Protection Review. Both smoke management rule implementation and the water quality responsibilities will be discussed today. Our agencies also collaborate on the Pesticide Stewardship Partnership Program. This program is unique to Oregon and is a cooperative voluntary process between various agencies of the state, local, and tribal agencies, as well as private stakeholder groups. The program is designed to identify and address potential concerns relating to pesticide use and the potential effects on surface and groundwater. The Pesticide Stewardship Partnership is coordinated by an interagency water quality pesticide management team made up of multiple state agencies, including the Department of Environmental Quality, Forestry, Agriculture, Health Authority, and Watershed Enhancement Board. The recently published 2017-2019 biennial report highlights the success of the program with a drop in pesticides in the majority of watersheds sampled across Oregon. During this period, the program conducted water sampling activities in 10 watersheds throughout the state, from Middle Rogue in Jackson County to Walla Walla in Umatilla County, and extensively in the Willamette Valley and Columbia River Gorge. The program collected over 1,000 surface water samples that were analyzed for 134 different pesticide compounds. Of the monitored sites in the program, 70% showed a measurable improvement, meaning pesticides were detected less frequently and in lower concentrations than in the prior 2 years. Approximately 14% remained unchanged, and another 17% showed increase in the frequency of detections or in concentrations of pesticide compounds. It's a, just, again, a nice example of the collaboration between the agencies. And with that, I'll turn it over to Richard Whitman.
Thank you, State Forester Doherty. For the record, Richard Whitman, the director of the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality. Let me check and make sure that everybody can hear me okay. All right, great. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this joint meeting of the Oregon Board of Forestry and the Oregon Environmental Quality Commission. We're talking about a couple of very important joint efforts between the two agencies this morning. First of all, our cooperative work in reducing wildfire smoke impacts to communities across Oregon. This past year, we saw wildfires of historic proportions throughout Oregon, and one of the worst disasters in Oregon's history. Many people in the state of Oregon suffered significant health impacts from wildfire smoke over a long period of time. And given current projections on where we're headed in terms of our climate and our forest conditions, I hate to say it, but that problem is likely to only get worse in Oregon. So the joint program between the Oregon Department of Forestry, Oregon DEQ, and we have other partners, including the Oregon Health Authority and local governments throughout the state and the federal agencies on ways to reduce to manage vegetation in our forests so that we avoid the very worst of health impacts to our communities across the state is really important work. So we're going to hear an update on that this morning on Oregon's smoke management plan and where we are on efforts to implement that. And the two agencies have been, I think, working well together and with communities in planning for wildfire smoke also and how to avoid some of the worst health impacts. In terms of water quality, you'll hear some important advice from the Oregon Department of Justice this morning regarding our respective roles and responsibilities for clean water on non-federal forest lands in Oregon. This is legal work that both agencies requested, both the Department of Forestry and Oregon DEQ requested of the Oregon Department of Justice, and we've specifically asked that this advice be public advice that's available for everybody to see to help in the understanding of roles and responsibilities, again, an important area of shared work. We have a lot of water quality work going on in Oregon, including on forest lands, but also agricultural lands and also working with our communities in industries that discharge to our waterways throughout the state. In many areas of the state, water quality is getting better, but there are important exceptions to that, particularly with regard to temperature, where again, we're seeing the challenge of a changing climate. And with regard to some other pollutants also, we have areas of the state where things are getting worse, not better. And they're figuring out how to identify the causes of that and work directly to react to those causes and deliver what Oregonians expect and what our responsibility is, which is to have clean water that supports fish, that supports people, and supports all the uses that we make of our waterways. This is a core value of Oregonians, is clean water and a clean environment. And so how we work together to achieve that outcome is a really important subject, one that the board and commission have been working on closely through regular meetings that Peter, State Forester Doherty described coming out of that 2013 meeting, and that we've continued to do, particularly over the last several years. And I wanna particularly thank EQC Commissioner Wade Mosby, who is our liaison to the Board of Forestry, for his leadership in those conversations. And then also Jennifer Weigel on my staff, currently serving as the interim deputy director for DEQ, but in her regular job as deputy administrator for our water quality division. And then Kyle Abraham, also the head of the private forest division of the Department of Forestry, for their work on this. So with that, look forward to the presentations this morning, and thank you all for being here.
Speaker.
Commissioner George, do you have some opening comments? I have some. I'm happy to have you go first if you'd like to.
Thank you. Thank you. I will do that. So my name is Kathleen George, Chair of the Environmental Quality Commission. And I appreciate the opportunity just to welcome everyone here today, commissioners, staff, and citizens of Oregon. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to join us on some important discussions about the work going on between these two state agencies. I often begin our meetings by taking a minute to reflect on the mission of the Department of Environmental Quality. And at the risk of being redundant, I'm going to do that again today, but also start with the mission of the Oregon Board of Forestry. And it is to serve the people of Oregon by protecting, managing, and promoting stewardship of Oregon's forests to enhance environmental, economic, and community sustainability. While the Department of Environmental Quality's mission is to be a leader in restoring, maintaining, and enhancing the quality of Oregon's air, land, and water. And I do that this morning to show just right from the most foundational missions of these two organizations, we can see the overlap right there. The call to be good stewards of our natural resources and to protect and enhance the quality of our air, land, and water. We also have areas of our work that diverge. And that's okay, and that's as it should be, but it doesn't take away from our foundational mission to work together to protect these resources. And so we're going to talk today primarily about two very important areas where that work comes together that have already been discussed by Peter and Richard. And I just want to undertake our conversation today to kind of lift up and share some of the important work that's been going on recently to align the work of these departments, I think for the betterment of our resources and all Oregonians. And so I think we undertake this meeting today with some firm determination to share the work that's been done, to move this work forward, to continue to work together to align processes and work efforts. We know that the kind of work that's going on in smoke management and water quality collaboration, there are very high levels of investment, both for the Oregon Department of Forestry and for DEQ, in terms of staff time and hard work and resources and modeling and the support of other departments. And so when we're making such high investment in resources and time, we want to make sure that we're doing that as efficiently as possible. We want to make sure that we're aligning our analyses to the greatest degree that we can. We want to make sure that we're removing barriers to efficient collaboration. And so I think that you'll hear that the work that's going on is pursuing all of those goals. And I want to just tell everyone involved that we remain firmly committed to doing what we can to removing barriers to progress and aligning work. You know, those of us who sit on these citizen-led boards and commissions, we do so to try to represent the many diverse interests of Oregonians and to try to help to promote solutions. And so I think that's why we're all here today. So I really look forward to the conversation. Thanks very much.
I guess it helps to turn my mic on. I'm so used to doing these from home where this isn't an issue. And so, but I decided Jim Kelly and I are both here at the Department of Forestry for today's meeting. For me, and I have good reason to believe that this is probably my last meeting as chair of the Board of Forestry, with action taken yesterday by the Senate Rules Committee to move forward three new board members toward taking their positions here on our board. But the relationship between the board, our board, and the Environmental Quality Commission, and the collaboration that has existed among these two agencies as you alluded to, is really one of the hallmarks for me. We have had numerous occasions and really good help. We are now, Joe Justice is our liaison, working with Wade from EQC. Prior to that, Gary Springer from the Department of Forestry. And we have had difficult issues to deal with. During the riparian rules process, the board and commission chairs, their liaisons, the agency's directors and staff met regularly with the governor's natural resources policy advisor, who happened to be at that time Richard Whitman. During those meetings, we would discuss the progress of the rule analysis, ask questions, provide direction to the staff of the agencies. And by the way, leading that effort within the board or the Department of Forestry during that period was our current state forester, Peter Doherty. Those meetings facilitated close cooperation on and understanding of the process, helping to lead to a successful completion and the passage of new riparian rules for small and medium salmon, steelhead, and bull trout streams in Western Oregon. These rules were recently extended to the Siskiyou region by the board at the direction of the Oregon legislature through Senate Bill 1602, which established the Private Forest Accord. We also held a joint meeting on the Oregon coast at Newport that included a tour on water quality topics across land uses. We visited Nye Beach and discussed stormwater discharge and the challenges of aging infrastructure. We visited an agriculture site and discussed agricultural water waste water quality plans. We concluded that tour with visits to several sites on industrial forest lands, where we discussed riparian protections and forest roads best management practices. More recently, the board and commission collaborated on the smoke management rule revisions, which we'll hear about shortly. In 2016 and 17, we held joint sessions to discuss water quality and smoke management topics. And in November 2016, we met in Ashland and toured the Ashland Forest Resiliency Stewardship Project, designed to reduce the risk of severe wildfire in the watershed and to protect water quality, older forests, wildlife, people, property, and quality of life. One of the four topics was the use of prescribed fire for mechanical treatments to reduce the risk of wildfire. The following year, we met in Eugene. And this time, that tour focused on forest industry use of broadcast and pile burning to manage logging residuals, prepare sites for planting, and reduce fuel loads. On that tour, we also discussed the use of plastic tarps as a smoke mitigation technique, a subject of the smoke management rule revisions. These tours had a way of connecting board and commission members and understanding the practical application of our policy decisions. Unfortunately, we have not been able to hold in-person meetings or tours beyond because of the pandemic. But as the situation improves, I strongly recommend to those continuing on our board and to the Environmental Quality Commission that we reestablish the use of joint tours to discuss current water and air quality topics. And I know at previous meetings, our board has really urged more time on the ground as we're able to do that. So we're glad we're here with you today. We appreciate everybody taking the time for this effort. And if we're set, we could move to our agenda item 2.